I think that when you're trying to sing songs about being uplifting, they can be really annoying unless you've actually been through some shit.
Right.
So if you've actually been through some shit, then you're down to hear someone say, keep your head up. If you're just some like, if you're just like saying it for no reason, then I think people can tell and it doesn't come across.
Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have Andy Grammer on the podcast. This is actually a crazy episode for me personally.
Sick.
Huge fan.
Oh man, thank you so much.
Dude, so hyped to have you on. This is fucking nuts. Your songs get me through so many, and I know everyone will probably say this to you, but like every time I'm feeling flat.
That's incredible.
Keep your head up. Let's go crazy.
So cool.
Dude, it gets me so fired up because like, I couldn't imagine how many people you've like just helped pull out of a bad day.
Whew. It's really, really cool to hear you say that. Thank you so much. I'll take the compliment. I appreciate it. Yeah, man. I think that everybody has these different things that they're good at. And the like, it's just hard to find what your thing is.
Yeah.
And so it took me a second, like when I first moved out to LA, to be like, all right, what are my songs about? Like, what am I doing? Am I supposed to be sexier than I am right now? Yeah. Am I supposed to be like coming in, like, what's my zone?
Yeah.
And I found it over 4 years street performing down in Santa Monica that like, I wrote Keep Your Head Up out on the street. And I was like, oh, this
why
is something
I can do.
Why are
you playing the guitar?
I can like, yeah, I can like encourage people in a way that isn't super cheesy, hopefully.
Wow.
And it's been an incredible ride, yeah.
Dude. So you were playing the guitar and writing a song at the same time?
At the same time, exactly. No, honestly, the story of Keep Your Head Up is that I was covering a bunch of songs out there.
Yeah.
And this homeless guy came by and he's like, you're all right. You ain't got no hooks though. And I just remember being like, ah, you're super right. Like you're that. It only hurts as a comedian. I'm sure you know. Like when someone makes fun of you or like takes you down, if it's true, then it does hurt.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
If it's like just crazy, like I'll sing the national anthem for something. It's a bunch of people that didn't ask to see you today.
Yeah.
And you'll just get like roasted on Twitter. But most of that is fine.
Yeah. It's like,
only if they get the thing that you know you did wrong, or it's like there's truth in it. Yeah. Then you're like,
you're like he has a weird facial expression when he hits that note.
Yeah. You're like, yo, that hurts. Yeah.
What's the story behind that song?
Okay. So I was just listening to your podcast.
Which one? They get pretty colorful.
Dude, now I'm going to forget the name. The guy who worked for David Dobrik.
Jason Nash.
Jason Nash.
Yes. Yeah.
And in that podcast, you were like, nobody likes inspirational shit. So I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, fuck.
No.
I'm just kidding.
You're good.
So that story was, I lost my mom. I came out here to do music, and then my mom passed away from cancer. I was 25. Wow. So around 26 is when I wrote that song, Keep Your Head Up.
Wow.
And it was just like, I think that when you're trying to sing songs about being uplifting, they can be really annoying unless you've actually been through some shit.
Right.
So if you've actually been through some shit, then you're down to hear someone say,
keep
your head up. If you're just some like, if you're just like saying it for no reason, then I think people can tell and it doesn't come across.
Right. Yeah, bro. First off, the motivational podcast, we realized it's probably because we're posting so many shorts. That's what I was saying before.
I'm totally joking.
Because I saw a whole bunch of comments on that as well, and everyone's just like, no, we really liked
it. We do like it.
I was like, it's my
They're always positively reviewed. I think YouTube sees it and goes, nope, Harry, you're talking about dicks.
Harry, talk about sex again.
Sometimes, that's my whole game, though, is to like try to figure out how to go into those places and still get out without being really, really cheesy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's like real emotions that we all have that if you do it wrong is brutal.
Yeah.
But if you get it right, like a song like Keep Your Head Up, that's a cheesy idea.
Right.
That's cheesy as shit, man. Keep Your Head Up, that's a cheesy ass title. But if you nail it, everybody's going through something.
Of course.
All need to be like reminded of that. So then the hard work comes in, like, how do I get in and get out?
Yeah.
And like give you that. How do I do that? Like a song like Happy by Pharrell. Like when you nail it, everyone's like, thank you. That's so sick. We love it.
Yeah.
We're just like not used to being able to access those emotions in a way that's not like, it's so cheesy.
Yeah. It's probably a tough game as an artist as well to try and create something that isn't perceived in like a cheesy way.
Yeah.
That must be difficult.
It's pretty hard. Now I love the tightrope act of like trying to do it.
Right.
Like I don't even want to write songs unless I get a little bit nervous because I'm like, oh, then that means we're onto something that if I get it right has like real potential
that's
to like make people feel something or assure them in some way, or like you said, hopefully pick up their day in a way that they need, you know.
Do you ever feel vulnerable when you're writing a song and like or singing out loud?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah?
Yeah. I just wrote a song that could potentially be the cheesiest song, but people really like
it. Is it about cheese?
No, it's exactly. I wrote this, I was in therapy, which you guys are a little young for. You do therapy?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I need it
just
though.
Just wait.
Everyone tells me I need it, I shouldn't do
this
it.
This is my thoughts on like super young people like you, is that it's your body right now, like if you ate cheeseburgers all day, like you'd probably still look fucking great like you do. But if by the time you get to like 38, 40, then it starts to show. And I think emotionally that shit happens too. So like you live your life and you run around and you have fun and like emotionally maybe you eat like shit. Mm. If that analogy still holds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can
100%.
Get away with that when you're younger. Yeah. And as you get older, you're like, oh, I feel terrible.
Yeah, it's because you've been walking around with like this weight on you for 20 years and you start snapping on people.
So I got into therapy during COVID and my therapist was like, hey, dude, it just sounds like after talking to you that you're getting way too much of your worth and yourself and like your self-worth from everything outside of you.
Oh.
So like all the crowds and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, you got to figure out how to get it from yourself. And so I wrote a song called Love Myself, which again,
banger.
That title is really scary. That can go horribly.
Yeah.
I hope I nailed it. And when I go play shows and I see people like really, really into it, it's really great. So that's the game, is to try to figure out how to get to these emotions without being, you know, destroyed.
So you wrote that song in COVID and you also had a kid in COVID, yeah?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Quarantini, man.
That's a crazy time, huh?
It was such a nuts time.
Yeah?
And you didn't get to go home. You've been here this whole time.
Yeah. But I didn't write a smash song and have a kid.
Let me ask you, did you wash your groceries? This is like...
Wash my groceries?
That was like, we were so... I did that for like a day, and then I was like, I'll die. I'd rather die than wash my groceries.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like a week of that. We have this infant, and like all the news is like, what the fuck? Oh, am I supposed to wash this? This is so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a stressful time, but she was really sweet, and she was cute, and she kept us all up.
Wow, man. It was great. That must have been awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
You have a couple kids.
That's got to be kind of a blessing, though, because you have a kid at home, and that's the only excuse to actually spend that much time with your newborn. Yeah. It's the world being shut down.
To not be able to tour for 2 years was pretty crazy.
Oh, 2 years?
2 years. So, like, family-wise, it was awesome, and then for my personal self, it was awful.
Dude, because, I can imagine it must be, like, a good outlet for you to be able to... Like, get that energy out, get excited, feel people's energy.
Oh, man, totally. Like, it really threw me into, like, why am I so unhappy? Is it that my ego needs to do this? But I think part of it also is just, like, that's part of my purpose on the earth. Like, I love it. It's so fun to be surrounded by thousands of people singing and everybody singing the same thing. It's just, like, a euphoric thing that I really missed.
Cool feeling.
Yeah. So we're getting back to it now. It's awesome.
Oh, you're back on tour?
Yeah, we just did a first leg of the tour, and we're heading back out in May.
Wow, where are you going?
I don't even know.
You're just going.
We're going. Yeah, we're hitting a lot of places. Mostly the U.S., yeah.
Yeah.
We're starting to try to line up Australia because I freaking love Australia.
Oh, really? You've been out there?
Dude, we played in Australia a couple times. So fun.
Oh, sick.
You know my favorite thing to talk to someone, we're going to lose all your listeners right now, is the Logies. I performed on the Logies.
Oh, you did?
Explain to these people what that is.
It's just like one of our like fucking awards. It's very funny though.
It's hilarious. No one takes it seriously.
Actually, I think I remember that. When was that? I was pretty young.
2018, 17, something like that.
Yeah. Wow.
It was but it was so weird for an American because everybody like they look famous.
Yeah,
it looks like you're kind of like Brad Pitt, but you're like
it's a
not.
Big deal back there.
Yeah, you're like you look a little bit like Mark Ruffalo, but you're Australian Mark Ruffalo. Yeah. So interesting,
dude. It must have been fucking interesting.
It was
to
so
do that.
Wild. It was awesome.
What part of Australia did you like the most?
Probably
Bondi.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yapoon.
Yapoon?
That's where I'm from. Yeah.
Yapoon?
This place called Yapoon.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
Random, like, smallest place ever.
I mean, yeah. Anybody who's never been there, Bondi is just unbelievable.
Nuts. Did you ever go to Byron Bay?
No, I didn't get there yet.
That's the place to go.
That is, huh?
That's the spot. That's where I'm going to raise kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like super low key, like, nice town. I think Chris Hemsworth lives there as well.
Oh, I bet he does.
With his wife and kids. It's a great spot. Anyway, back to you. So. Mom and Dad, you moved to LA to pursue music. You're busking in Santa Monica.
Yes.
Hey, do you make good money doing that?
Oh, you used to, dude.
Yeah.
Like the game now where you you can't sell CDs. Like, nobody listens to CDs. Mm-hmm, but right. There was a point when I was starting where you could sell a CD for $10.
Wow.
Nice.
Which is like, you know.
Did you take Venmo back then or no?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Hell no. So Mike, in the beginning, you're terrible. Yeah. And
so what's like a really good day?
So a great day would be 100 CDs, right?
Holy shit. Yeah. $1,000 a day?
People I got to a place where by the last year of it, it was usually about 200 CDs Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I could sell 200 CDs.
That's fucking nuts.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I feel like that would maybe make me complacent. I'm like, yeah, I'm just like making great money.
I know.
Playing.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, the problem is everything feels so good and then like it rains and you're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like my rent, I have my whole plan here. So you like can't count on it, or they have some weird festival that like nobody's allowed to play. Like they don't care about you that much.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So you're like on the bottom of the barrel.
That's interesting. And so at what point did you transition from busking to where you're at now? Like,
I was out there. I had my manager, who's still my manager today, Ben Singer. He's incredible.
Wow. Shout out,
he
Ben.
Shout out, Ben. He came out and just started like working with me. And the first thing we did was get me a better like rug.
Yeah.
And a better like tip jar and a better phrase. And so we were, from the very beginning, we're just like trying to figure it out together. And then I wrote Keep Your Head Up while I was performing like out there.
Yeah.
And then he heard that one and was like, oh shit, that's it. And then we got it recorded and then that thing started to go.
You know what she's wearing?
Parade underwear?
She is. She's got that silky smooth.
I'm so glad you're doing that because it's Earth Month and yeah. Parade is doing all sorts of great stuff for Earth Month.
They're launching their Elements, their brand new collection inspired by the magic of nature.
And they got the product score, right?
Oh, yeah. So every Parade product now comes with product score, a ranking score that shows the individual product's environmental, social, and circularity impact.
George, you're a hero. Thank you for wearing Parade underwear.
Yeah,
you're basically
I love you
a hero.
So much. Thank you.
Wow, that's amazing. How can I get a Parade underwear? If I buy my girls Parade underwear, will they be here sitting on my lap?
Yes. Yeah. They'll be. So, look, if you buy Parade underwear, you'll be sitting on my lap. Maybe my face. Listeners get 20% off $25 plus orders. It used to be $40 on all our products plus free shipping. Celebrate new limited edition celestial prints, fluttering embroidery, and colors of the earth, all made using your favorite certified recycled materials.
No.
Oh, fire. All right. Cerebral is an online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more.
That's great because all three of us could for sure use it.
100%.
Look, you never know what you're going through. You never know if you need some extra help or just a helping hand. Cerebral, you can schedule sessions based on what's convenient for you. You don't have to wait weeks to be seen. 80% of members see a provider within 5 days.
That's so great because, like, if you live in an area that doesn't have good mental health services, you live in like a rural area, you're not going to get good stuff. And it's important to have good care, quality health care available to you.
It's so good and it's affordable. It's like one third the price of traditional therapy. If you need help with anything, if you just need someone to.
I like it's more private too.
Super private. It's all online. If you need that, if you just need someone to talk to, if you need extra help, this is the one-stop shop. And for listeners of this program, you can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at cerebral.com/tapin. Go to cerebral.com/tapin for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. And join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all.
Ah, that's amazing. I'm a fan.
That was great.
Wow. And
which is different than how it's so fascinating. Like, it's just so different than how it would go today.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
that's,
now.
That song's got crazy streams.
No, that one go. I'm saying the song is great, but the way that you would go from being unknown to known now is just right. So vastly, wonderfully different.
So that song, it just overnight changed everything? Or it took a
it
bit of while?
It had this thing that, like, everybody who heard it got it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty rare.
That's cool.
Usually the most songs that you make don't have that. I've been lucky to have a couple that have some of that special sauce in there.
Yeah.
And everybody that heard it was like, oh, totally. And then it got used in the first Pitch Perfect, which was like kind of a big deal here. Wow. I don't know, was it big in Australia too?
Yeah.
So that went like big. And then every song now, I think, has to have like a couple lives. So it like had a bunch of different lives in different situations. And
really?
It was super fun, yeah.
So, and then at that point, did you sign with the record label? Like,
yeah.
So right away they jumped in?
Yeah, they signed me off that song and then we made the rest of the record.
Dude, that's sick. Yeah, that are you awesome. Still with the same label?
Still with the same label.
Wow, you're a loyal guy.
Loyal when it works. Like, don't mess with it. Yeah. It's hard to find people that are good. Yeah. That'll actually like move the needle for you.
Of course. Well, shout out Ben, bro, getting you a new rug.
Oh, yeah.
New if rug. He didn't do that, I would have told him to get out.
You that's know, like you got to have someone around you that will tell you.
That's
got to
be the
stuff.
Best investment ever. Like dollars per yeah. return.
Yeah.
It's like a $20 rug.
And a job. Yeah. And now he's got a full career.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's fucking
great. Yeah, he's great.
Wow. And so at that point, you signed with the label and then everything just started kicking off. Did you dive straight into making music or did you go straight on tour?
Like, man, the first thing you had to do, and that's why I'm saying it's so different. Yeah. What I did is I had a song that was working at the radio, but I didn't have any fans yet, really. Mm. And so the way to get it to stay and work at the radio is you had to run around and do all this radio promo, which you could still do, but the radio doesn't matter as much anymore. So it seems like all the intensity is going into like TikTok or social media as opposed to when Keep Your Head Up came out, it was 2011.
Wow.
So the radio was still the way to break a song. Mm-hmm. And so it was like going on like a campaign. And I just like went to every single city and was like slinging it. And I was like chasing program directors like from dinner to their car. I'd be like, hey, can I just play this? I do this on the street actually. If I could just play, blah, blah, blah. You gotta keep it. Like I was just like fighting my way into all these rooms to try to convince someone to put my song on the radio. And I did that for like almost 2 years.
Fuck.
To get that thing all the way to the top.
Was it also tough though having a, because you said your mom passed, right?
Yeah.
Was it really tough to have to talk about that as while you're promoting the song? Because obviously people want to know.
Yeah, totally. No, that was cool. She's I don't know. I'm still come to terms with whether I'm grief is crazy. Have you lost anybody?
Yeah.
Who'd you lose?
Last year I lost one of my best friends.
Oh shit.
And then as well as my best friend's mom.
Oh, so sorry, man.
Part of the journey.
It's part of the journey. And I always try to figure out the best way to deal with grief. And I don't know.
He's got to drink a lot.
Just drink a lot?
Yeah. Just do heaps of drugs. Yeah.
But stuff all the feelings. Yeah, nice. Just, like put them down.
Just lash out at your loved ones.
Yeah, yeah. Stop breaking shit. Yeah. Fucking break some laws.
What I always
just
say
bottle
is
bottle
like,
it up.
Try to go on offense with grief because grief will come at you. It'll like find you, at any point when you're not ready for it anyway. Mm. So you might as well like set a date and like get into it.
Right.
Which I like to do.
So you set a date, you're like,
I'll do things that I know will make me feel like miss my mom in a way that I want. Like oh my God, this was so crazy. I'm sitting outside of a show in Boston and these four ladies come in, they're about my mom's age. And I'm sitting and they come in and I'm like, oh man, for whatever reason, they made me think of my mom. Wow. And I went over to them and I was like, hey, I don't get to do this. I don't get to pay for my mom's like breakfast. So it'd be really sweet if I could pay for all of your breakfast because I lost my mom. And then one of them goes like, oh my God, I lost my son. And then I'm like crying and hugging a stranger. So like, that's what I mean. Like go on offense and just be like, play with it in the best way that you can. So I try to do that stuff as much as possible to just be like in the grief game.
Wow,
just like messing around
cool.
with it when I can.
I was going to say, that's probably a good way to pickpocket someone as well.
Yeah.
Just walk up to a stranger and just start hugging them. And be like,
yeah.
I lost my mom. Can I just
hug
you?
Oh my God, can I just hug
you
real quick? Please, please, please. Totally.
Is it difficult to like, you're a very happy guy, right? And I know everyone has dark days. Like I have dark days, everything like that. Is it hard to make these like very happy songs and try to uplift people, especially when you're having a dark, like a sad day or you're about to go on stage?
Yeah, I mean, I think I write most of them for myself.
Right. Okay.
So like, I'm just, like I said, like I'm in therapy, coming to terms with like, just trying to be content with myself. And it's, we're all dealing with that shit. It's like hard.
Yeah.
To just like, that's why COVID like threw me for a loop. Because usually I'm at least distracted and I'm running from city to city and I'm getting on this bus and I'm doing this. And now we're in front of this crowd and now that's over. Now I got to get on a phone call. And so when it just stopped and I was like, ooh, I am not as content as I should be just with myself. And that bummed me out. And so then I had to get into therapy about it. And I've been writing a bunch of songs about it.
Yeah, has therapy helped with your songwriting?
Yeah, totally. It comes with like really interesting ideas. Therapist will hit you with some shit. And he said, this happened the other day. He hit me with a line. I forget what it was. And I was like, all right. So like, if I write about that, what's the deal? Like, do I got to cut you in or how does this work? Because that line is good. So I'm going to take
you,
that.
You said yeah.
Look, that's, I'm taking that.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Wow. Dude, yeah, it must be, I guess people never really think like the moment you like stop still and just like think about what goes on here, it must be a bit of a mind fuck.
Isn't that fascinating? Like that a lot of times, like if you, there's like partying for fun and all that stuff, but like if you are uncomfortable, mm-hmm. and then to get away from that, you go take a drink or you go do drugs. Mm-hmm. That's a different thing, I think, than just like going and partying. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's like when you stop and think about that, you're like, oh, I just am not cool. I'm not cool with just being here.
Yeah. It's crazy, huh?
Like, we should probably figure out why.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on in there? I'm not cool to just like chill for a second.
Yeah.
That's a problem, you know? And so that's where I'm at, like trying to get into some of that stuff. I'm like, oh, man, what? What's the problem? Why am I unhappy? Why am I feeling weird? Why am I feeling strange? Why can't I just like chill? And I don't have the answers yet, but it's a wild journey.
And are you, everything's better now? Like, you're a lot more happier, or are you still?
Yeah, I think that the, yeah, just like trying to figure it out. We're all like trying to fucking figure it out.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm doing perfect, but at least I'm like aware of it. Mm. And I'm digging into some of the mental health stuff in a way that's pretty interesting. I like, if you'd ask me, you said 24.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me like, how you doing? I'm like, great.
Yeah.
They'd be like, are you an honest person? I'd be like, totally.
Yeah.
Are you like my, the version of what I thought of myself was like that I didn't have any issues and that I was doing fine. And I think for me at least, and I'm not like projecting that that's anybody else. I'm just my story.
Yeah.
Would be like, I have all these things that I know are good about myself, and that's like my sheet. Mm. And then there's all the shit that I couldn't even face or look at, and that wouldn't even make it onto this sheet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, I was like, have these things like didn't, it was like cooking my own books. Accounting wise, like I'm doing great. Everything's fucking great. Look at this.
Look at this sheet over here.
This is perfect. Right? And then as you get a little bit older and you start like going like, oh, I got all this stuff that just because I'm not willing to acknowledge it doesn't mean that it's definitely there.
Wow.
And so I'm now in the stage of like trying to get it all into one fucking page that's not quite as impressive as I thought the first one was.
Yeah. So, and your wife, right? How does she go with all this stuff? Like, is she very supportive? Does she run around with you as well?
Oh, yeah. She's doing tons of personal work, too. And she's a great songwriter.
That's how awesome. We met.
And we were actually just writing a song for her yesterday.
Wow.
And, she's great, man. She's awesome.
Does she struggle with you going away and, like, going on trips? Like, is that hard for the family?
It is. I mean, I usually don't go more than 2 weeks. But with COVID, it was weird because of the bubble stuff. Yeah. Like, we had to go out on, like, a bubble tour, so I couldn't come home. So that was like the longest that we've ever done, which was like 5 weeks. Yeah. But that's rare. Usually I'll like after this, tomorrow I go out for 3 days to go do a couple shows and then I come home. It's a lot of that. Like out, play some shows, come home.
Is it? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's great.
That makes it like a little bit easier.
Totally makes it easier.
That's so having a kid in COVID was, and you also have, you have two, yeah? What are their names?
I have two.
They're the best
Louisiana
names.
And Israel. Yeah.
Best
So
names.
Louis and Izzy, yeah. They're great.
Such cool names. What's the age difference between them?
So Louis is 4.5 and Izzy just can't turn 2.
Oh, wow.
We had barnyard animals at my house yesterday.
Terrible twos?
Sick. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? Was it crazy?
She's insane. She's great and she's like really sassy.
Yeah.
So like I'll look at her and I'll be like, who's my girl? And she'll say the other girl. Just say her older sister's name. I'm like, oh shit, you're like,
yeah, wow,
sassy.
Yeah, where's that attitude come from?
Crazy. Yeah, nuts.
That's cool, dude. It must be interesting to have two little.
Do you eventually want kids?
Of course.
It's so good.
Yeah, I have a dog at the moment.
Okay, cool.
Which is very vastly different.
That's very LA of you to say that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been here way too long.
You have
long.
Sweaters for this dog?
Nah.
Dude, do you?
He does have a jersey.
He does have an Instagram.
Yeah, he's got a crazy Instagram.
He's got an Instagram. It's crushing.
Yeah, he does so well.
Oh, my God.
But no, I definitely do. I just feel like it's a little bit hard in LA, right? Like, I find that everyone comes here because they got big dreams, and it's a little bit difficult to navigate like who's around you for the right reasons. I'm sure you've had a lot of that.
Yeah, man. The thing of like, I just missed the dating app thing. Are you on any of those?
Yeah, I got one.
You got one?
Yeah, it's called Lovely.
Oh, wait, it's your app?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right. You like really, so you don't even have to like do any sweat. You like go in the back end and find the girl that you like.
Yeah, I'm
that's
like, oh,
crazy.
Shit. Automatic match. I don't know how this happens.
This is perfect. Yeah. Somebody said we should be. Yeah, I didn't have to do, I was like, me and my wife met just like right as that was starting to be acceptable.
Yeah.
There was like a couple years where like, everybody was doing it, but it wasn't cool to talk about that you did do it.
Yeah.
And then it eventually became like clearly just the way that everybody meets each other.
It's bizarre.
It's pretty weird.
So in COVID, definitely.
But the options, you and me were talking before this too, just that must be really hard.
Yeah.
Like, I feel for you.
Oh, dating apps is such a disadvantage if you're a guy, though.
The options are so hard, right?
Well, yeah, I do way better in person than I do.
You do?
Oh, 100%.
You're also a comedian.
Right,
so you just make everyone laugh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, like, I never did the thing of, like, you just having, like, 9 conversations at the same time?
It's a little weird, like, right? Because you're talking to somebody, but... It's like
just like putting a bunch of little like fish hooks out there.
It's so
that's
weird.
It's crazy
though,
if you think about like trying to make a genuine connection to have like 9 hooks in the water is like
and each person,
very antithetical to that.
And each person knows you're talking to other people, so you can be talking to a girl, having a connection, knowing that she's talking to other people at the same time as you. She knows you're talking. So it's like kind of gross.
Yeah, it's really good. That's why I went on a reality show, because I'm like a reality dating show. I was like, this will definitely
and be it worked out great. And Harry had a happy relationship. And it
was
happily ever after.
Yeah, nuts. Yeah, crashed and burned.
Completely
quick.
Insane.
Yes.
Dude, did they make you do, because I've been on a couple reality shows too.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they make you do the thing where like there's a producer and he kind of like is trying to get you to say something?
See,
I'm so bad at that.
I'm the guy that says too much.
Okay, wait, explain.
So like they'll just point a camera at me and they'll be like, how do you feel about this? And I'll tell them everything in every aspect in like the weirdest, most wonderful way, and then they'll just be like, okay, cool, Harry, we're done, like you don't need to say anything else. And I'm like, all right, we'll just chop whatever you want and make me look like an idiot.
There you go. Perfect.
But like other people I know, like on our show, they were just like, can you say this line or can you say this? I've been on other shows as well where they
brutal
but like I'm just the worst.
You just get it all out and let them pick.
Yeah, dude. I'm
no,
just
perfect.
Fucking,
that works better.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, you know what, you guys have full control, you make me look however you want. Like,
and, but it was overall a good experience.
The best. It was life changing.
You loved it.
Yeah, it was like same as you. Like just shit just changed, and it was fucking awesome.
Overnight, people got you quick.
Yeah, and it was also in the middle of quarantine as well.
Oh shit!
So it was I say it in literally every episode, but it was such a blessing.
Such a blessing.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's really wild. So how have you started navigating social media and shit? Because obviously selling CDs and streams is like it's a different world now. It's very digital.
Man, totally different. The game I think now is create your own niche. Create your niche of people and then super over deliver for them in the way that you can. And so like I love TikTok. Huge fan. The duet thing where you're like writing songs with other people.
That shit's so cool.
It's so
cool.
Some kid like hear his toaster like clicks on the same beat every time. And now I'm like at my computer like trying to write a rap over his toaster. Like, yes.
That's cool.
That's sick. That's the coolest thing on social media that I've ever experienced. That's actually creative. We're like really going, we're like really doing this.
Yeah.
And I just tried it one day. I was beatboxing over my guitar playing and said like, write a song over this. And then like they came flooding in and they were incredible. And then I got a call literally like within a couple hours from the Today Show here that was like, we see these, we want to put them up on TV. And I was like, wait, what?
What the fuck?
This is awesome.
Wow.
So TikTok for me has been like a resurgence of actually caring about social media. For a while, it felt like a little bit of a burden to me.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, I don't know. I'm not like super hot at all.
Yeah.
So that doesn't work. I don't really want to put a lot of energy into like creating this content. But then and I think that's the whole secret, is like finding your lane and what you actually would like to go do.
Yeah.
And so to write songs with people is like, yes, I want to do that.
It's sick. And also to cultivate such a cool community.
Yeah.
And like, I wish I could play guitar or sing or do something.
Dude,
cool.
You're so young. Just do it. Just start now. Within 3 years, you'll be good.
I'll be good. Within 3 years,
Well, yeah.
Time will pass anyway. Yeah. So I mean, I may as well do something.
It's
going to
pass anyway. And it's very therapeutic, and it can be your own thing that you do sometimes. Yeah.
Dude, I can't even clap on beat.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Just strictly from like girls, like
what do you mean?
You don't have to be good, and it makes you so much cooler.
Oh, that's pretty sick. That's
like, actually, you don't even have to be good. Like, if you write the shittiest song about a girl, she'll love it.
Really?
I remember in high school, I would just like write.
I feel like I'd get bullied.
You think you'd get bullied? Well, don't post it.
Yeah.
Wait on that. I said, 3 years. Wait a little bit. But it just like a sincere thing to someone that you like, a little song.
Right. How do you start about writing a song? Do you have to make it? Do you just write a sentence and then just try and make it like sing together?
Well, it depends what you're trying to do. If you're trying to write a pop song, then you just like, I usually write the hook first. Like, what's the idea? What are we trying to say here?
Right.
Let's get that thing down and then find other ways. It's actually really fun to get better and better at just like Leonardo da Vinci calls it shaping the invisible. Like, wow. you're being an architect of something invisible to make someone feel something. Fucking Harry Potter shit.
That's a crazy way to look at it. That's a crazy way to look
right?
at it.
Like Lumumba, whatever the fuck. And then like someone goes like, oh my God, I need to cry now.
Yeah. Like,
that's unbelievable. Nuts. That makes me feel like a magician.
You are.
Like when you, yeah, that's, it's more that than anything else.
Wow.
So when you're at a show and everyone's singing and it's like a crazy experience, you're like, whoa, this is like wizardry.
Yeah.
Well, and then you like make these potions and they go out on Spotify, they go out on Pandora, they go out on everywhere. All across the world.
And just
like
millions.
I'm so far from Australia and you like know that song. Dude. So cool.
Banger.
Isn't that crazy?
Fucking crazy.
It's really amazing.
You know what? I've listened to Fresh Eyes so many times, but for some reason the past 3 days it just keeps hitting.
It just keeps coming up.
Oh yeah, I love that song.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, this is the guy.
Super cool.
This is him. What's the biggest crowd you've played to? Do you know?
Man, you know, sometimes like we played festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of it's good.
Yeah. Did people all get crazy at your shows? They get their titties out and shit? No?
No titties.
Well, you need to get me at the show.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll get some titties out.
No, my vibe, the crowds that come to my shows, that would be pretty wild. That would like not be the vibe at all.
Everyone would be like, you guys need to leave. You're too drunk.
That would be so wonderfully awkward if like at my show, I'm singing like keep your head up and it's all these people that are singing it along and like remembering some shit that they've been through and like this is incredible and then there's just somebody like on somebody else's shoulders just like titties out. That is super not the vibe. That would be amazing. Like no panties are thrown at my shows. Like that's not happening. It's really funny.
Do people cry at your shows?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Like I said, like if you actually get in on a big emotion and then you get out without it being cheesy. There's a song I have called Don't Give Up On Me that man, that one brings that, like you can watch people having like a whole thing while you're singing it. It's incredible.
Fuck, that must be crazy. Dude, for them, man. Cool.
Is it ever exhausting like when someone comes up to you and like your music has such a profound effect but you're just like in the middle of something and so you have to be present for this person? Is that ever like a little tiring? Like
not really. The only thing that I would say is a little intense is like sometimes the airplane is intense. Cause like, are you getting recognized already?
Mm.
How you doing with it?
Yeah, I do my best to try and talk to people and like get to know them.
Yeah.
But people, I think they find it, like, my audience finds it weird. The people who listen to the podcast, every time I've met someone who listens to the podcast, conversation's always been amazing.
Yeah.
Cause like, we're friends. But like, when it's a fan from the show, they just want a photo and run away. And I'm like, no, I want to know, like, what do
exactly.
you do? But like, sometimes I've had moments where I'm having like a really shit day and someone will be filming me and I'm like, come on, bro.
It's just
like,
a lot.
Today's not the day.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be back here tomorrow.
Yeah, no, totally. For me, it's only when I'm like sleeping on an airplane.
Because
sometimes that's when you're getting your sleep. You're like running from city to city to city, and I always have to get like my specific window seat, and then I fall asleep next to it. I have like drool coming down my mouth. You like open your eye, and someone's like,
hi. Oh, no.
You're like, oh no. I'm like kind of in bed right now. I don't know. Maybe that's my fault. That might be my bad, but like, shit. But it's not that bad. I consider myself, I'm like leather jacket famous.
What does that mean?
That means like I'm not strikingly like good looking. So if I just I'm not bad looking, but I'm not like, oh my God,
I'm jealous
look
of
at
your
that
hair.
Guy.
Like, you got it.
Yeah, like look at that guy. If I get all dolled up and I wear a leather jacket.
Right.
Then I'm like, people are like, who is, oh, that's Andy.
Yeah,
but if I don't, if I just like throw my Crocs on and live my dreams.
You can
like,
get away with it.
No one knows. It's great. It's like the right amount.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to be right there. Yeah.
Wow. It must get fucking wild.
There's probably like a ton, for every person that recognizes your face, it's probably like 50 that recognize your music, right? Like,
sure.
There's,
yeah.
A lot more. You got like 10 million monthly listeners on
man,
Spotify.
It's wild. It's so unbelievable.
That's fucking crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
10 million monthly listeners. I'm probably 2 million of those.
I mean, and then you like, you think of, oh, I can't be inspirational because no one likes that here.
No.
But you think like just starting on the street and just going like, this is a freedom of speech. Like you can't tell me that I'm not allowed to sing. Because everywhere else I tried to sing, everybody would be like, nah, get away. Like, on this street, like, all these clubs, I would try. The Roxy, the fucking, like, you're running around going like, hey, can I? And they're like, who are you? Like, get away. No. The answer is no. Wow. So I'm like, all right, the only option that I have is to just like go get a weird permit to street perform next to like a guy who has a monkey that takes your dollar. And that's like my zone. So like, here we go.
Wow.
Starting it up. And then you're like, not like stand-up comedy, but the same level of like, you have to create your own, no one asked you to be there.
Yeah. That's how I felt. I showed up at the Comedy Store like 10 years ago. No one invited me.
No one invited
you.
No one really wants you there.
Yeah.
And you got to figure out how to turn them.
Exactly.
Which is cool.
That's
it's like, it's a little adrenaline thing.
Yeah.
You know, like people are just walking by to get
jeans.
And
they still don't, but like, eventually they will.
Eventually, yeah. I'll get you. I'm going to get you. I would literally write songs about people as they're walking by to see if I could get them to stop.
Oh,
be like,
that's
what's up, green shorts, how we doing in that? And then, like, if I can get them to stop and then close the circle around me, then you get this thing of where people kind of want to see in on what's happening.
Right?
And if you can get that, if you can close the circle, then it can get big quick, but it's hard. Sometimes you never like just like put someone somewhere and like start playing again and, like get somebody else and like, put them there and create your own crowd.
Did you ever think about getting your friends and just be like, can you guys just stand around me for like an hour?
Yeah, we did do that sometimes.
Really?
Totally.
Wow. What's
trying to get built in your own thing. Yeah.
What's the best spot to busk at that time?
I don't know anymore. Yeah. It was in front of McDonald's.
Yeah.
It used to be. Yeah.
Interesting, dude.
Yeah, wild.
That's fucking wild.
But that's what I'm saying. It's so interesting now. Like, that doesn't really work.
Yeah.
So now it seems to be the reach of these social platforms and just online. You can, like, really go fast if you figure it out.
Yeah.
So you guys are all talking about algorithms and shit. It's fascinating.
Next will be the metaverse. We'll be playing Guitar Hero.
I am a huge fan of the metaverse. Do you have an Oculus?
No, I don't.
Oh, shit. I've been on the Oculus for a while.
It's wild?
So sick.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
I used my friend's one like 4 years ago, but I haven't got one since.
No, it's coming, dude.
It's crazy?
It's definitely coming.
What are you doing there?
I'm like a video game guy. I'm just fascinated by the applications of it.
Yeah.
Like, I went in there the other day and was just like hanging out at a party and everybody's got their own their own avatar, and I like figured out how to be a fish, and so you're like rolling up to people in a party being like, what's up? And you're like, you look like a fish talking to people. And then what you get quickly is like, oh, I'm gonna wanna be in here, and also I'm gonna wanna like have some cool clothes and stuff, because like I want people to know that I'm cool.
Yeah.
So there's gonna be a whole industry. It's fascinating.
Have you seen Ready Player One?
Yeah, it's gonna be somewhat like that.
Shit, yeah, it's accelerating quick.
It's going fast.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's gonna be. What do you think that's gonna mean for the music industry, though?
I don't know. It's definitely. I would love to create something in there that was, you know. I had someone come film a show one time that you could watch through the goggles, and it was like a show I played in New York City.
Yeah,
and it's still not quite awesome.
It wasn't right there.
Well, it was okay. It's just like not the same thing. So I don't know exactly where it's all going.
Interesting. Yeah, that's going to be...
But it's coming.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
It must be, yeah, like, especially for an artist that does like live events, like that's...
Yeah.
Are you worried or are you excited?
More excited.
Because the reach is
Because
nuts.
If it got to a place that where he's even, say, 75% as good as the real show, then I could like just like hit people without going on tour.
Oh,
that's
fuck.
Unbelievable.
No, that's crazy to think
about. It's amazing.
About.
And I don't want to cut that out, but like that would be cool. If you could figure out some way that was actually interesting to connect with people through music, that's all. That's dope.
That would be fucking wild, dude. In your position now, like obviously you've seen a fair bit of success. Looking back at a young Andy, what would you tell him?
It's like so basic. It's just like, hey, man, just you, that's what everybody wants. Like, you can save so much time.
Wow.
You don't have to try to be like whatever you are so worried about that you're not going to come across a certain way, or that you like you're supposed to be something else. Like, just you, just do that. That's what I would try to say. Anybody who's listening, again, I'm sorry.
That's a bar.
I know we're being inspirational. Go ahead. We're going to get destroyed in the comment section.
We're going to get
negative
views.
But this is what it is.
It's also easier if you're Andy Grammer. You know what I mean? Like, just you. Not you, the listener, listening to this podcast.
Just kidding. But that's what I'd say.
So you're saying I should try and be more like you.
Yeah.
Specific.
Everyone be like me.
Yeah.
Everybody be like me. That's really the moral of the story.
Yeah. Fuck comedy. Fuck reality.
No, because I was really like, when you think before you have any success, I'm this guy who's like trying to sing songs like Keep Your Head Up or Don't Give Up on Me. And I know that I'm in on the fucking joke. Like, I get it. That can be really cheesy.
Right.
And so I tried to like be like, oh, maybe it's supposed to be like sexier, maybe it's supposed to be like harder, maybe it's, but the truth is like that's my that's like what I'm good at. So like stop trying to do everything else to fit into a certain situation. Just like be the person.
Yeah, eventually
that you are.
Too.
But that takes a lot of work. It's really hard.
Eventually, guys, be like, you know what? Fuck off. I'm being positive.
Leave
me alone,
dude.
That's
what I am. Everybody,
like,
fuck off. Yeah. I'm positive. Fuck you. I'm positive.
That's a good title for the episode. Fuck you. I'm positive.
Fuck you. I'm positive. Yeah, I don't
that's
care.
A song
I can't
right
care.
There.
Just noble positive.
Not COVID positive. Just like vibes. Just like good vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. So like with the how the industry's going now as well, would you encourage people to go outside and busk or just post videos of them singing? Or
if it was me right now and I was. If I was like 21 or younger, I would probably be posting tons of videos.
Yeah.
I think that's like the quickest way to go.
Yeah.
You want to still play a lot of shows because you need to, that's like a real skill that takes a while to get good at.
For
like
sure.
How to throw a good show so that everybody leaves going like, oh my God, I need to go tell all my friends about that. That is a real skill that takes a lot of reps and practice.
Yeah.
But as far as like reach and being known and discovered and actually affecting people, like finding your audience, I would probably do a lot of that online.
Yeah. What was your biggest, like the most nervous moment ever in your career? Like where you're just like, holy shit, I'm about to do this.
I was going in to play for a record label.
Yeah.
And I had written the song Keep Your Head Up and a couple other songs. And they flew me to New York and I was going in to play. And I'm like passing these big photos of like, at the time, it was like Jason Mraz and John Mayer, and I know, and I'm like so nervous. I'm like, man, I'm gonna forget all my freaking words right now. And then I eventually had a talk with myself. I'm like, dude, you've been playing this specific song for like 4 years, every day, all day on the street. If you can't do this right now, then you suck, and you got to get the hell out of here because you get like you've been. If you're not ready now, you're a joke, and this isn't for you. And I'm gonna be like, all right, okay. And I just went in and like had a great time.
Wow, that's a fucking cool conversation to have with yourself.
You gotta have it with yourself.
You gotta sit down and be like, look.
I have this moment with those sometimes, like when I'm stressed out. I have this image of like, this is really weird. I like have an image of like an arm wrestling thing, right. And like I win my own mind first before I go out.
Ah.
I go like, all right, I understand the struggle. I understand this fear, this stress. It's all here. And like, I'm going to beat it before I even go out.
That's cool.
And I'm going to do it. It's like some of the most stressful stuff is like national anthems.
Oh, I can imagine. That's
so
probably the toughest,
damn stressful.
Toughest shit ever.
Or I did that show Dancing with the Stars, which was so stressful and incredible. I feel like you would nail that.
No fucking way.
You would crush it.
Dude, I look like a drunk giraffe.
Yeah, but they'll teach you, and you're athletic, and I'm sure you'd be great at it. But it's very stressful.
How did that come about?
That was, Derek Huff called me because he wanted to use Honey, I'm Good in one of his dances.
And you're like, you know what? Can I just
No, he's like, and I'd love for you to be in it and sing it live while we dance to this thing. And I was like, awesome. So I went over there and did it. And actually, my mom loved that show. So I got there, and I was like, oh, my God.
It's a sign.
I think I got to fucking dance now. I'm bad at dancing. But I know that she was like, wherever she's at, she'd love it if I did this.
Wow.
And so I just like did it, and it was so hard.
It was really difficult?
So hard. Well, you should do it. You got to do it. You're going to do it. It's going to be great.
I'll do it for you.
Do it for me and
I'll
my mom.
Yeah. Oh, please. Wow. Throw that on me.
Fucking hell. Yeah, win it.
Sorry, mom.
Win it for mom.
Yeah. Win it, Harry.
Yeah, fuck. Go do it for Eddie and his mom. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, was that fucking tough?
It was really, really intense, and I'm very competitive.
Oh, fuck.
So, like, I'm not a very good dancer, but I will stay for 4 hours to figure this out.
Shit.
I remember there was one where you're, like, we're doing dance, singing in the rain or something like that, and there were these steps that you had to, like, roll up and then, like, walk down in a weird, interesting way, and I've just stayed there, like, forever. You lose so much weight, you get ripped. Because you're
Let's
just, like, working out forever all day. Yeah, it's the skinniest I've ever been.
Wow.
It was great.
Would you do it again? No.
Whew, that's a tough question.
Because we do have a lot of Dancing with the Stars.
You do?
Listeners.
Oh my God. No. I don't know. That would be a tough question. I don't know.
Yeah. Would you do any other shows?
Man, it's fun. I don't know. I'm down.
Yeah.
They asked me I'm open to most things. It's like fun to go like mess around and do a show here and there. But that one's like, oh, you got to knock out 2 months. It's like, this is what you're doing.
Blocked off. Yeah. Like the Olivia Jade, she lives in the same building. I think that's her name. I met her so many times. But I'm the worst person with names.
Yeah.
She lives in my building. She was telling me that it's like the longest days, like trying to learn these dances and
stuff. Yeah.
I would get so angry.
Yeah.
I get frustrated when I can't figure shit out.
Oh, it's very frustrating and very stressful. And then also like, It's the only time that I've been confused about stage light. Like, I think maybe you probably have this as a performer as well. When you see someone doing something or there's like a stage, do you a little bit feel like you should be on it?
Not me.
I do, yeah.
You do, right?
He does.
Yeah.
And it's like, you have to have a little bit of that ego.
Right.
Even saying that out loud, I'm like, that's kind of a douchey thing to say. But like, I got it.
Yeah,
I definitely got it.
If
there's stage light, I'm like, I should probably be in that, right?
Right.
And this is the only time where I'm like backstage getting ready to go do a fucking samba. And I'm like, I'm not supposed to be there. This is not that stage light, like not for I
really?
This is not where I'm supposed to be.
Really?
But I still just like did it and it was awesome. But I was very stressed out, which I'm not usually. So yeah, dancing. Then the whole like world critiques how you did on something.
Of course. That's that's what I'm afraid of, because like everyone's gonna be on your ass about it. And I'm like, I can't even hit a fucking whoa.
With how much of the social media stuff there is and how much criticism, there's also like an understanding in of the younger people that I think is so sick that I didn't get at all when I was in high school or like college or just coming out, of like, don't worry about it. Like, no one ever told us that.
That'd be a great song title.
Like blocking out the haters. Remember that? That was like a while ago. But like, that wasn't even a thought.
Yeah.
You're just, you're like very worried about how everybody's perceiving you. And that's cool that I see in younger people that there's a lot of people that are like, nah, I don't care.
Mm.
In a way that's different and sick.
Yeah.
I like a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's there's a very interesting change. Like, I know I have a lot of friends that are just like, they're just, there's people that are either way too afraid of getting canceled and like way too like,
sure,
like manufactured. And there's other people that just say, fuck it. Like,
screw it.
People like a little bit like us, like especially Abby. Like, he's just like,
I say whatever I want. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, because you have to. It's like you have to be transparent or else people are just going to see through your shit.
Yeah, authenticity.
Yeah. All right, Andy, what is happening next? Where can people find you? What are you looking forward to in the next 5 years?
Oh, man. So go to andygraham.com. I'm going out on May 31st, the second leg of the tour, the Art of Joy tour.
Are you going to Canada at all?
I think we might hit Canada. And then we'll be announcing another one after that. So go. It's such a fun show. My God. I bring out a horn section.
Out.
Yeah, everybody come. So many titties at my shows. If you want to see titties, come to my show. Totally kidding. We got music coming all the time.
Yeah.
Like just consistent. We got a bunch of songs coming and everything's really good.
How many
social media at Andy Grammer?
What is that?
What's your social media?
Yeah, it's just at Andy Grammer, GRAMMER. TikTok, I actually really genuinely love. It's like so fun.
Yeah.
I'm on there like quite a bit. Yeah.
Song release. Like, how does that happen? Like, do you do it once a month?
We've been doing pretty much once a month. And that's kind of how we're rolling.
Wow.
I have like so many songs backed up that we decided to just do it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to put it in an album or you...
I think it will eventually go into an album.
Right.
But it's not going to be like only 10 songs. It's going to be like a lot. Yeah.
That's sick.
Which is great.
That must be fucking...
When was the last album? The problem is like... When was the last album that you listened... You're like, oh my God, this came out. And then you listened to the whole thing.
Drake's album.
You did. You listened to every single song. You made it through the whole thing?
Yeah.
Like, it's just rare these days.
It is very rare.
That you have the attention span to actually appreciate all
this
art.
True.
But the problem is that once it's out, then it's old and done.
I listened to
the
whole thing.
So you're like,
oh,
I don't even know if
like,
I got
cool.
through the whole thing and now it's done and over. It's like, for the way that we're taking in music, it seems better to release like one at a time.
That's a good strategy.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I love, there's shit that I love. And I'm like, I don't even have the attention span for this.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel like it's terrible.
And then you listen to the first like 30 seconds, you're like,
I don't know.
Next.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Crazy. Andy Grammer, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Dude,
appreciate it.
I really appreciate it. We made it happen.
We
this
did
has
it.
Been amazing. If you did enjoy today's episode, like, comment, and subscribe. I know it's been motivational.
Ah,
so
shit. Please. I tried as hard as I could.
Please watch it twice, put on repeat, and go show him some love, and please go to his shows. Thank you so much. Oh, stream your song as well.
What is that?
Stream your latest song.
Oh, yeah. A song called Joy is out right now.
There we
go.
Check
it out.
Stream it.